Juz number 5, the translation of the meaning of the noble Quran by Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani. Suratun An-Nisa, the women, verse number 24 onwards. Also prohibited are the women already bound in marriage, except the bondwoman you come to own. It has been written by Allah for you. All women except these have been permitted for you to seek to marry through your wealth, binding yourself in marriage, and not only for lust. So, to those of them whose company you have enjoyed, give their dues as obliged. There is no sin on you in what you mutually agree upon after the initial agreement. Surely Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. If one cannot afford to marry the free Muslim women, then he may marry the one you people own of your Muslim girls. Allah knows best about your faith. You are similar to each other. So marry them with the permission of their masters and give them their dues as recognized. They being bound in marriage, not going for lust, nor having paramours. So, once they have been bound in marriage, then if they commit a shameful act, they shall be liable to half of the punishment prescribed for the free woman. That is, for those of you who apprehend to indulge in sin. But that you be patient is better for you. Allah is most forgiving, very merciful. Allah intends through his Quran to explain to you the rules and to guide you to the ways of those prophets who passed before you, and to turn graciously towards you. Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. Allah intends to turn graciously towards you, while those who follow desires want you to deviate from the right path, a huge deviation. Allah intends to make things easy on you, and man has been created weak. O you who believe, do not devour each other's property by false means, unless it is trade conducted with your mutual consent. Do not kill one another. Indeed, Allah has been very merciful to you. Whoever does that out of aggression and injustice, Allah will cast him into the fire. This is an easy thing for Allah. If you abstain from the major sins out of what you have been forbidden from, we shall write off your minor sins and shall admit you to a noble entrance. Do not covet something in which Allah has made some of you superior to others. For men there is a share of what they earned, and for women a share of what they earned. Pray to Allah for his grace. Surely Allah is all aware of everything. For everyone we have made heirs in what the parents and the nearest of kin have left. As for those with whom you have made a pledge, give them their shares. Surely Allah is witness over everything. Men are caretakers of women, since Allah has made some of them excel the others, and because of the wealth they have to spend. So the righteous women are obedient and guard the property and honour of their husbands in their absence with the protection given by Allah. As for women of whom you fear rebellion, convince them and leave them apart in beds and beat them. Then, if they obey you, do not seek a way against them. Surely Allah is the highest, the greatest. If you fear a split between them, the spouses, send one arbitrator from his people and one from her people. If they desire to set things right, Allah shall bring about harmony between them. Surely Allah is all-knowing, all-aware. Worship Allah and do not associate with him anything, and be good to parents and to kinsmen and orphans and the needy and the close neighbour and the distant neighbour and the companion at your side, and the wayfarer, and to those slaves who are owned by you. Surely Allah does not like those who are arrogant, proud, those who are miserly, and bid people to be miserly, and conceal what Allah has given them of his grace. And we have prepared for the disbelievers a humiliating punishment. And for those who spend their wealth only to show people, and do not believe in Allah on the last day, anyone for whom Satan is a companion, evil he is as a companion. What harm was there for them if they had believed in Allah on the last day and spent out of what Allah had given them? Allah knows all about them. Surely Allah does not wrong anyone, even to the measure of a particle. If it is a good deed, he multiplies it and gives a great reward out of his own pleasure. Then, how awful a spectacle would it be when we shall bring a witness from every community and shall bring you over them as a witness? On that day, those who have disbelieved and disobeyed the messenger shall wish that the earth were levelled with them. They shall not be able to conceal anything from Allah. O you who believe, do not go near Salah when you are intoxicated until you know what you say, nor in a state of major impurity, save when you are traversing a way, until you take a bath. If you are sick or in travel, or if one of you has come after relieving himself, or you have had contact with women and you find no water, go for some clean dust and wipe your faces and hands with it. Surely Allah is most pardoning, most forgiving. Have you not observed those who have been given a share from the book They buy misguidance and wish that you too lose the way. But Allah knows your enemies very well. Allah is enough as a friend and Allah is enough as a supporter. Among the Jews, there are some who distort the words against their context and say, we hear and disobey. And hear, may you not be made to hear. And ra'ina, twisting their tongues and maligning their faith. If they had said, we hear and obey and hear and look after us, it would have been better for them and more proper. But Allah has cast his curse on them due to disbelief, so they do not believe except a few. O you who have been given the book, believe in what we have revealed, confirming what is with you, before we rob off faces and turn them shaped like their backs or lay a curse upon them, as we curse the people of the Sabbath. Whatever Allah orders is destined to occur. Surely Allah does not forgive that a partner is ascribed to him, and he forgives everything, anything short of that for whomever so he wills. Whoever ascribes a partner to Allah commits a terrible sin. Have you not seen those who claim sanctity from them for themselves? In fact, Allah sanctifies whom he wills, and they shall not be wronged, even to the measure of a thread of a date stone. See how they fabricate a lie against Allah, and it is enough to be an open sin. Have you not seen those who have been given a share from the book? They believe in Jibt and Tahut, and say, concerning those who disbelieve, they are better guided in their way than those who believe. Those who are ones whom Allah has cursed, and the one whom Allah has cursed, for him you shall find no helper. It is they that have a share in the kingdom. If so, they would give nothing to the people, not even to the measure of a tiny pit on the back of a date stone. Or is it that they are jealous of people over what Allah has given them of his bounty? While we have given to the house of Ibrahim the book and the wisdom, and we have given to them a great kingdom. So there were some among them who believed in it, and there were others among them who turned away from it. Enough for the latter is Jahannam, a fire ablaze. Those who have disbelieved in our verses, we shall certainly make them enter a fire. Whenever their skins are burnt out, we shall give them other skins in their place so that they may taste the punishment. Surely Allah is almighty, all wise. As for those who have believed and have done good deeds, we shall admit them to gardens beneath which rivers flow, where they will live forever. For them, there are wives purified. We shall admit them to an umbrageous shade. Surely Allah commands you to deliver trust to those entitled to them, and that when you judge between people, judge with justice. Surely excellent is the exhortation Allah gives you. Surely Allah is all-hearing, all-seeing. O you who believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority among you. Then, if you quarrel about something, revert it back to Allah and the Messenger. If you believe in Allah and the last day, that is good, and the best at the end. Have you not seen those who claim that they have believed in what was revealed to you and what was revealed before you? They want to take their disputes to the Tahut, while they were ordered to reject it. Satan wants to mislead them to a remote, wrong way. When it is said to them, come to what Allah has revealed, and to you the Messenger, you will see the hypocrites turning away from you in aversion. But how apologetic they are when they suffer a calamity because of the acts of their own hands, and they come to you swearing by Allah, we meant nothing but to promote a good and bring about harmony. Those are the ones Allah knows what is in their hearts. So ignore them and give them good counsel and speak to them about themselves in appealing words. We did not send any messenger but to be obeyed by the leave of Allah. Had they, after having wronged themselves, come to you and sought forgiveness from Allah, and had the messenger prayed for their forgiveness, they would certainly have found Allah most relenting, very merciful. So, never by your Lord, never shall they become believers, unless they make you the judge in the disputes that arise between them. Then find no discomfort in their hearts against what you have decided, and surrender to it in total submission. If we had prescribed for them that they should kill themselves or that they should migrate from their homeland, they would have not done it, except a few of them. If they have done what they were advised to do, it would have been better for them and more effective in making them firm. In that case, we would certainly have given them a great reward, and we would certainly have led them to a straight path. Those who obey Allah and the Messenger are with those whom Allah has blessed, namely the prophets, the Sadiqeen and the Shuhada, and the righteous, and excellent are they as companions. That grace is from Allah, and Allah is sufficient as being the one who knows. O you who believe, be on your guard, and march in groups, or march all together. Among you there is one who shall invariably fall back. Then, if some calamity befalls you, he would say, Allah has shown his favour to me, as I was not present with them. And if some bounty comes to you from Allah, he will certainly say, as if there was no friendship between you and him, Oh, would that I had been with them, then I would have secured a handsome gain. So those who sell the worldly life for the hereafter should fight in the way of Allah. Whoever fights in the way of Allah then gets killed or prevails, we shall give a great reward to him. What has happened to you that you do not fight in the way of Allah, and for the oppressed among men, women, and children who say, Our Lord, take us out from this town whose people are cruel, and make for us a supporter from your own, and make for us a helper from your own. The believers fight in the way of Allah, and the disbelievers fight in the way of Taghut. So, fight the friends of Satan. No doubt, the ghoul of Satan is feeble. Have you not seen those to whom it was said, Hold your hands from fighting and be steadfast in Salah and pay zakat? However, when fighting is enjoined upon them, then surprisingly, a group from them starts fearing people as one would fear Allah, or fearing even more. They say, Our Lord, why have you enjoined fighting upon us? Would you not have spared us for a little more time? Say, The enjoyment of the world is but a little, and the hereafter is far better for those who fears Allah, and you shall not be wronged, even to the measure of a fibre. Wherever you will be, death will overtake you, even though you are in fortified castles. If some good comes to them, they say, This is from Allah. But if some evil visits them, they say, This is from you. Say, All is from Allah. So what is wrong with these people? They do not seem to understand anything. Whatever good comes to you, it is from Allah, and whatever evil visits you, it comes from your own selves. We have sent you to be a messenger for the people. Allah is enough to be a witness. Whoever obeys the messenger obeys Allah, and whoever turns away then, we did not send you to guard over them, to stand guard over them. They say, Obedience we observe. But when they go away from you, a group of them conspires at night, contrary to what they say. Allah records what they conspire. So ignore them and put your trust in Allah. Allah is enough to trust in. Do they not then ponder about the Quran? Had it been for someone other than Allah, they would have found in it a great deal of discrepancy. When news concerning peace or fears comes to them, they go about spreading it. Had they referred it to the messenger and to those having authority among them, the truth of the matter would have come to the knowledge of those of whom who are able to investigate. But for Allah's grace upon you and mercy, you would have followed the Satan, save a few. So, fight in the way of Allah. You are not responsible but for yourself, and persuade the believers to fight in Allah's way. It is likely that Allah will prevent the mischief of those who disbelieve. Allah is the strongest in power and the mightiest in punishing. Whoever makes a good recommendation, there shall be for him a share from it in the hereafter. And whoever makes a bad recommendation, there shall be for him a share from it. Allah is all-powerful over everything. When you are greeted with a salutation, greet with one better than it, or return the same. Surely Allah is the one who takes account of everything. Allah, there is no God but He. He shall certainly gather you towards the day of doom. There is no doubt about it. Who is more truthful in his words than Allah? So, what is the matter with you that you have become two groups about the hypocrites, while Allah has reverted them because of what they did? Do you want to guide the one whom Allah has let go astray? The one whom Allah lets go astray, you shall never find a way for him. They wish that you should disbelieve as they have disbelieved, and thus you become all alike. So, do not take friends among them, unless they migrate in the way of Allah. Then, if they turn away, seize them and kill them wherever you find them, and do not take from among them a friend or helper. Except those who join a group between whom and you there is a treaty, or who come to you with their hearts feeling discomfort in fighting either against you or against their own people. If Allah had so willed, He would have given them power over you, and they would have fought you. So, if they stay away from you and do not fight you and offer you peace, then Allah has not given you any authority against them. You will find others who want to be secure from you and secure from their own people, but whenever they are called back to the mischief, they are plunged into it. So if they do not stay away from you and do not offer peace to you and do not restrain their hands, then seize them and kill them wherever you find them, and when we have given you an open authority against them. It is not for a believer to kill any believer except by mistake. Whoever kills a believer by mistake, then a believing slave has to be freed and the blood money must be paid to his family, unless they forego it. If he, the victim, belongs to a people hostile to you and is a believer, then a believing slave has to be freed. If he, the victim, belongs to a people between whom you and there is a treaty, then blood money is to be paid to his family, and a believing slave to be freed. Whoever does not find one has to fast for 2 consecutive months. This is repentance prescribed from Allah's side. Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. Whoever kills a believer deliberately, his reward is Jahannam, hell, where he shall remain forever, and Allah shall be angry with him and shall cast curse upon him, and he has prepared him for a mighty punishment. O you who believe, when you go out in the way of Allah, be careful, and do not say to the one who offers you the salam, "You are not a believer," to seek stuff of the worldly life. So, with Allah there are spoils in abundance, and in the same state you were before, then Allah favoured you. So, be careful. Surely Allah is all aware of what you do. Those among the believers who sit back, accept the handicap, are not equal to those who fight in the way of Allah with their riches and their lives. Allah has raised the rank of those who fight with their riches and their lives over those who sit, and to each Allah has promised good. Allah has given precedence to those who fight over those who sit, in giving them a great reward. High ranks from Him and forgiveness and mercy. Allah is most forgiving, very merciful. Those whose souls the angels take while they had wronged themselves, the angels say to them, "In what business were you involved?" They say, "We were oppressed in the earth." They say, "Was not the earth of Allah wide enough for you to emigrate to it?" Those people, such that their refuge is in Jahannam. It is an evil place to return, except the oppressed men and women and children who cannot have means to immigrate, nor can find a way. As for such, it is likely that Allah would pardon them. Allah is most pardoning, most forgiving. Whoever migrates in the way of Allah shall find on the earth many a place to settle and a wide dimension of resources. Whoever leaves his home migrating for the sake of Allah and his messenger, and death overtakes him, then his reward is established with Allah. Allah is most forgiving, very merciful. When you travel on the earth, there is no sin on you in shortening your salah, if you fear that the disbelievers would put you in trouble. Surely the disbelievers are an open enemy for you. When you, O Prophet, are in their midst and arrange for them their salah, then a party from them should stand with you and should take their arms along. Then once they perform sajda, they should move away from you, and the other party that has not yet performed salah should come and perform salah with you and should take their precautionary measures and their arms. Those who disbelieve would want you to become heedless in your arms and your belongings, so that they come down upon you in a single move. There is no sin on you if you have some inconvenience due to rain or you are sick in putting your arms aside, but take precautionary measures. Surely Allah has prepared for the disbelievers a humiliating punishment. Once you have finished your salah, then remember Allah while standing, sitting and reclining. As soon as you are secure, perform salah as due. Surely salah is an obligation on the believers that is tied up with time. Do not show weakness in pursuing these people. If you are suffering, they are suffering as you are suffering, while you hope from Allah what they do not hope. Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. Surely we have revealed to you the book with the truth, so that you may judge between people according to what Allah has shown you. Do not be an advocate for those who breach trust. Seek forgiveness from Allah. Surely Allah is all-forgiving, very merciful. Do not argue on behalf of those who betray themselves. Surely Allah does not like anyone who is a sinful betrayer. They feel shy before people, but do not feel shy before Allah. He, Allah, is with them when they make plans at night to give a statement. He, Allah, does not like. Allah encompasses whatever they do. Look, this is what you are. You have argued for them in the worldly life, but who shall argue for them with Allah on the day of judgment, or who shall be their defender? Whoever acts evil or wrongs himself, then seeks forgiveness from Allah, shall find Allah most forgiving, very merciful. Whoever commits a sin, commits it only against himself. Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. Whoever commits a vice or a sin, then shifts its blame to an innocent person, he indeed takes the burden of a false imputation and a glaring sin. If the grace of Allah and His mercy had not been with you, a group from them had resolved to mislead you, while they misled none but themselves, and they can do you no harm. Allah has revealed to you the book and the wisdom, and has taught you what you did not know. The grace of Allah on you has always been great. There is no good in most of their whisperings, unless one bids charity, or a fair action, or reconciliation between people. The one who does this to seek Allah's pleasure, we shall give him a great reward. Whoever breaks away with the messenger after the right path has become clear to him, and follows what is not in the way of the believers, we shall let him have what he chose, and we shall admit him to Jahannam, which is an evil place to return. Surely Allah does not forgive that a partner is ascribed to him, and forgives anything short of that for whomever so he wills. Whoever ascribes a partner to Allah has indeed gone far astray. They invoke none besides him but feminine objects, and they invoke none but Satan, the rebel, whom Allah has cursed. He, the Satan, said, surely I will take an appointed share from your slaves, and I will lead them astray, and I will tempt them with false hopes, and I will command them whereby they shall slit the ears of cattle, and I will command them whereby they shall alter the creation of Allah. Whoever takes the Satan for friend instead of Allah incurs an obvious loss. He, the Satan, makes promise to them, and he tempts them with hopes. The Satan does not make a promise to them, but to deceive. As for such people, their refuge is Jahannam, and they shall find no escape from it. Those who believe and do good deeds, we shall admit them to the gardens beneath which rivers flow. They shall live there forever, it being a real promise from Allah, and who is more truthful than Allah in his word? This is not a matter of your fancies or the fancies of the people of the book. Whoever does evil shall be requited for it, and he shall find neither a friend for himself besides Allah nor a helper. Whoever, male or female, does good deeds and is a believer, then such people shall enter paradise, and they shall not be wronged in the least. Who is better in faith than the one who has surrendered his self to Allah and is good in deeds and has followed the creed of Ibrahim, the upright? Allah has made Ibrahim a friend. To Allah belongs what is in the heavens and what is in the earth. Allah encompasses everything. They ask you about women. Say, Allah answers you about them, and so does what is recited to you from the book regarding orphaned women whom you do not give what is prescribed for them and tend to marry them, and regarding the weak from the children, and that you should maintain justice for the orphans. Whatever good you do, Allah is aware of it. If a woman fears ill treatment or aversion from her husband, then there is no sin on them in entering into a compromise between them. Compromise is better. Avarice is made to be present in human souls. If you do good and fear Allah, then Allah is all aware of what you do. You shall never be able to maintain real equality between wives, even though you are eager so. So do not lean totally towards one and leave the other as suspended. If you act righteously and fear Allah, then Allah is most forgiving, very merciful. If they separate, Allah shall through his capacity make each of them need free of the other. Allah is all-embracing, all-wise. To Allah belongs what is in the heavens and what is in the earth. We have ordered those who were given the book before you and ordered you yourselves to fear Allah. If you disbelieve, then surely to Allah belongs what is in the heavens and what is in the earth. Allah is all independent, ever praised. To Allah belongs what is in the heavens and what is in the earth, and Allah is enough to trust in. If he so wills, he can remove you, O men, and bring others in your place. Allah has the power to do that. Whoever seeks the reward of this world, then with Allah is the reward of the world and of the hereafter. Allah is all-hearing, all-seeing. O you who believe, be upholders of justice, witness for Allah, even though against the interest of yourselves, or the parents and the kingsmen. One may be rich or poor. Allah is a better caretaker of both, so do not follow desires lest you should swerve. If you twist or avoid the evidence, then Allah is all aware of what you do. O you who believe, do believe in Allah and his messenger, and in the book he has revealed to his messenger, and in the books he has revealed earlier. Whoever disbelieves in Allah and his angels and his books and his messengers and the last day has indeed gone far astray. Surely those who believed and then disbelieved, believed again and then disbelieved, then went on increasing in their disbelief. Allah is not to forgive them nor lead them on the path. Give the hypocrites the good news that for them there is a painful punishment. Those who take the disbelievers for friends rather than the believers. Are they seeking honour in their company? But indeed all honour belongs to Allah, and he has revealed to you in the book that when you hear the verses of Allah being disbelieved and ridiculed, you should not sit with them unless they enter into some other discourse. You, in that case, would be like them. Surely, Allah is to gather all hypocrites and disbelievers in Jahannam. Those who look for a misfortune for you, so, if there is a victory for you, they say, were we not with you? But if there is a gain for the disbelievers, they say to them, had we not overpowered you, still protected you from the believers? So Allah will decide between you on doomsday. Allah shall never give the disbelievers away against the believers. Surely the hypocrites try to deceive Allah while he is the one who leaves them in deception. And when they stand for Salah, they stand up lazily, only to show people, and do not remember Allah but a little, wavering between this and that, neither here nor there. Whomever so Allah lets go astray, you shall never find a way for him. Oh, you who believe, do not take the disbelievers for friends instead of the believers. Do you want to produce before Allah a clear evidence against yourselves? Surely the hypocrites are in the lowest level of the fire, and you shall never find for them a helper, except those who repent and correct themselves, and hold on to Allah and make their faith pure for Allah. So those are with the believers, and Allah will give the believers a great reward. What would Allah get by punishing you? If you are grateful and believe, Allah is appreciating, all-knowing. And that is the end of Juz number 5.